Parhaloch and Chavis Alvavis Monday night or Le Bays or the Bays. Okay, so we know that there's such a thing as all the people leaving are missing a very important halacha, historic halacha. You will be able to say that you were here tonight and you heard a very, very earth historic halacha. Maybe not as historic as yesterday, but also very, very fundamental halacha. Is everybody ready? Okay. A study in America showed an astounding statistic. 90% of people eat pizza as a meal, not as a snack. 90%. You know, you think, okay, I'd eat as a snack, 2 pieces, 3 pieces, 4 pieces. 90% of people eat pizza for a meal, and that's in America. It's a double portion in my mind that if in America they eat it as a meal, Koshkin and Eretz Yisrael, they eat it as a meal. And therefore, you have to make hamotzi even on 1 piece of pizza. Doesn't matter what it's made with fruit juices, apple juice. If it's 90%, I mean, that's an amazing statistic. If the people eat it as a meal, they don't eat it as a snack, you have to make hamotzi. So that's it. It's over. 1 piece of pizza is hamotzi. That's it. Okay. Let's learn some chazal halachos. There was a sign up in Lakewood from Rabbi Bodner, who wrote the Sefer on Brachos, that what he wrote in his Sefer is now inoperative. Now that they came out with this study, you have to make hamotzi on pizza. There's no question about it. Even 1 piece. Okay. Let's learn chazal halachos. It doesn't matter if they make it with apple juice, it's all not negeya. The people eat pizza as a meal. That's it. If it's less than a kazayas one. When people eat pizza, they eat it as a meal. No, I don't know. That's why they eat pizza. Maybe it's butler diet. It's like bread. Kids, it's like bread. So if you eat a piece of bread, a kazayas is also, you have to make a mochi. Okay. And it's not longer the shear. You always had to wash and make hamotzi if you ate enough of it. Now we're talking even without the din of kviya suda. Just it's muhus. This is eaten as a meal. This is something people eat the kviya suda as lechem. It's no longer pashabo bekisnin, so to speak, that people eat as a snack. Okay. As I said, in America, so koshkin here, but 90%. It was like an amazing statistic. Like no one thought 90%. Like, well, okay, we're learning about Sharaz Avos Hashem. We're in the last perek, and he's describing the Ohev Hashem, how the Ohev Hashem is Oker Ritzono, and it transformed into Ratzon Hashem. And he goes on to describe the mindset and feelings of an Ohev Hashem. Nomasu Atavos Milibosom. They have no more taivas. What they have in their heart is Ratzon Hashem. Benekar Mehem, uprooted for them, is Hakosef L'Ta'anugim, the desire for Ta'anugim. Why? It's not Stam like a frumkeit. He explains, Bavur Masha Nichnas Bohem and Hakosef La'avodas Haborim Me'avos also. They have other things on their mind. You know, if you're busy, people are busy making money, so they don't have time to be hungry and to eat. Because the taiva for money is so great that it, so the taiva for food goes put by the wayside. So their avos Hashem and their desire to do the ratzon habore v'kovsa eish hayetzer milibosam. So that desire is more powerful than any other desire. V'nifsak chuma, it's heat, it's desire, it's may rayonehem from their minds, may otzem because of the intensity of mashalovsham. May or ha'avoda of avodas Hashem, k'mo she'er alaner. Like we know from Psachim, people in Psachim, you light a candle when it's sunlight, it doesn't give off any light because the sunlight's there. So your desire in the light of the desire to do the ratzon Hashem, so it's kolohoya, it's nichbet, like it's extinguished. K'mo she'er alaner nochach ar Hashemesh, v'nichnu v'neimora elokehem. And they have kniya because of their yiras Hashem. His vadu lefonav bekitzuram. They amode in their shortcomings. They don't try to cover them up. usually the reaction of a chote, like we go back to Adam HaRishon, he tries to cover up and excuse the chait, but they are mode in their shortcomings, v'shechaschu v'avodaso v'lochoshashu l'chesron, and they don't mind what they miss out. Ke'ilu, they miss out because of their avodas Hashem. Tire osam, k'shem mis'askim imohem, very, very interesting description here. He says, when you deal with them, you will find them ka'achei haboshes. They'll be like baishonim. They're not loud people, and they're not always trying to be in the limelight, and not trying to show how much they know or what they're doing. They like to stay in the background. They don't push themselves forward. But when you speak to them, you see how wise they are. When you ask them questions, Yodim, you see they know. If people cross them and mess them up, Hanovim, meaning they're moichel, they don't nothing because they don't feel anything's coming to them, so they're right away mivat there. Tire tsurosom she'olo aleihem ha'or, they shine, they have a hadras ponim v'mtamur al alavavos, and if you would be able to peer into their hearts, tire alavavos nishboros leilokim, you will see them that they anichna to Hashem uvesichaso noshavos, and they're busy always talking divrei Torah, divrei Hashem. Divrei Torah, I mean, what Hashem? They talk about Hashem. They have a lot of people, they never mention Hashem. It doesn't exist. And they're empty, meaning they don't bother with the devarim of this world. They don't, people like to gather and talk about all sorts of things, but they're not talking about those things. They're talking about Hashem and what Hashem wants and what Hashem expects from them and how they can better themselves and how they have shortcomings and so on and so forth. Okay.